Welcome back, Cyber Warriors, to another episode of The Daily Threat, your go-to source for all things cybersecurity. Today we're diving deep into some alarming developments in the world of cyber warfare. So grab your cyber helmets and let's jump right in. Our first story comes from the cyber battleground of email spam. Microsoft, in a valiant effort to combat the relentless onslaught of spam emails flooding our inboxes, has announced plans to limit bulk emails in Exchange Online. While this move may seem like a small step, it's a crucial one in the ongoing battle against spam, which not only clogs up our inboxes but also serves as a potential vector for malware and phishing attacks. Now, you might be wondering, how do attackers exploit bulk emails? Well, imagine this: a cybercriminal sends out thousands of spam emails, disguised as legitimate messages, containing malicious attachments or links. Unsuspecting users, thinking it's just another harmless email, click on the link or download the attachment, unwittingly unleashing malware onto their systems or falling victim to phishing scams. So, what's Microsoft's plan to curb this threat? By limiting the number of bulk emails that can be sent through Exchange Online, they aim to make it harder for spammers to inundate users with their malicious payloads. It's a proactive measure that could potentially save countless individuals and businesses from falling victim to cyber attacks. But, as with any defensive strategy, it's not foolproof. Cybercriminals are notorious for their adaptability, and they'll likely find new ways to bypass these restrictions. That's why it's crucial for users to remain vigilant and skeptical of unsolicited emails, even if they appear to come from trusted sources. And now, onto our next story, which takes us into the dark and murky world of ransomware. A new variant of the notorious Lockbit ransomware has emerged, and this time, it comes with a terrifying twist: it's self-spreading. Yes, you heard that right. This ransomware doesn't need human intervention to propagate. It's like a digital virus, infecting one system after another with ruthless efficiency. But how does it work, you ask? Well, like many ransomware strains, Lockbit relies on exploiting vulnerabilities in software or using social engineering tactics to trick users into downloading and executing malicious files. Once inside a system, it encrypts files, rendering them inaccessible, and then demands a hefty ransom in exchange for the decryption key. Now, with the added ability to spread autonomously, Lockbit poses an even greater threat to organizations large and small. Just imagine the chaos that could ensue if this self-spreading ransomware were to infiltrate a corporate network. It could spread like wildfire, encrypting data across multiple systems before anyone even realizes what's happening. So, what can businesses do to protect themselves against this evolving threat? First and foremost, keeping software and systems up to date with the latest security patches is crucial. Many ransomware attacks exploit known vulnerabilities that could have been patched months or even years ago. Additionally, implementing robust cybersecurity measures such as endpoint protection, network segmentation, and regular data backups can help mitigate the impact of a ransomware attack. But perhaps the most important defense is user education. Employees are often the weakest link in the cybersecurity chain, and all it takes is one careless click to invite disaster. By training employees to recognize phishing attempts and suspicious behavior, organizations can significantly reduce their risk of falling victim to ransomware attacks. And now, for our final story of the day, we turn to a chilling tale of data extortion. A notorious ransomware gang has begun leaking allegedly stolen data from Change Healthcare, a major player in the healthcare industry. The leaked data reportedly includes sensitive information such as patient records and employee credentials, putting countless individuals at risk of identity theft and other forms of cybercrime. This brazen act of data extortion underscores the growing threat that ransomware poses to organizations that hold valuable data. For healthcare providers like Change Healthcare, the stakes are particularly high, as a data breach could have life-threatening consequences for patients. So, what can organizations learn from this latest attack? First and foremost, investing in robust cybersecurity defenses is non-negotiable. From firewalls and intrusion detection systems to encryption and access controls, every layer of security helps to fortify your digital fortress against cyber threats. Additionally, organizations must prioritize the protection of sensitive data. This means implementing strong encryption protocols, enforcing strict access controls, and regularly auditing systems for vulnerabilities. But perhaps most importantly, organizations must be prepared for the worst-case scenario. That means having a comprehensive incident response plan in place, complete with regular drills and simulations to ensure that everyone knows their role in the event of a cyber attack. Well, cyber warriors, that's all the time we have for today. Remember, the cyber battlefield is constantly evolving, but with vigilance and preparation, we can stay one step ahead of the enemy. Don't forget to subscribe to The Daily Threat for your daily dose of cybersecurity news and analysis. And as always, The Daily Threat has been brought to you by QIT Solutions, your trusted partner in the fight against cyber threats. Stay safe out there, and until next time, this is your host signing off.